认识现代神学第十五讲第七章 Chapter 7 Theology of Secularization 世俗化的神学这个学派我们上一讲开始讲这一章说 John Robinson 这位罗宾逊博士也是主教写了一本书叫做 Honest to God 对神诚实是1963年出版的我们现在继续 Robinson's work starts with a conviction 罗宾逊的著作的出发点是 The idea of God up there whether physically, metaphysically or metaphorically is outdated, meaningless and wrong 在上面那里的那位上帝这个概念不论是在物质上地理上在上面或者是在形而上学的上面或者寓意上的上面的上帝这个概念是过时了没有意义的和错误的 20th century theology must have a new image of God 二十世纪的神学需要一个新的神的形象 and a radical reinterpretation of Christian doctrine 和对基督教教义一个彻底的从根拔起的重新的诠释 God said Robinson using the language of Tillich, is the ground of our very being. 罗宾逊说上帝、他用上了田立克的词汇上帝是我们的存有本身的根基 ground of being. And the Church of God was never intended to be an organization for religious men. 上帝的教会从来就不是要作为一个宗教人们的就是宗教的信徒们的一个组织 The motto for believers in the new Christianity must be 所以在这个新的基督教里信徒们的、主题应该是 Love God and do what you like 爱神然后随己所欲的去行 The line between church and world must be erased He says 他说教会和世界之间的界限必须完全消灭。One feels these same demands of secular theology in the book of Harvey Cox, The Secular City, 1965. 在 Harvey Cox, C-O-X, 的1965年的著作《世俗之城》The Secular History 里面读者们也遇见世俗神学同样的要求 Cox's book sought to show that Cox 的书试图要指出 Secularization was not the enemy of the gospel but the fruit of the gospel 世俗化不是福音的敌人乃是福音所结出的果子 By secularization Cox means 世俗化的意思就是根据 Cox 来说就是 The historical process by which societies are delivered from church control and closed metaphysical systems 就是指一个历史上的过程就是这个过程呢社会被搭救了不再在教会的控制之下也不再在一些关闭的形而上学的系统的控制之下 The center of interest in Cox's secularization is the world not the church or some supernatural realm Cox 他的世俗化的、专注点是世界而不是教会也不是什么超自然的境界 In the same spirit Cox insists本着同样的精神他坚持说 We must redefine the God of the Bible as the God of this world 我们必须对圣经里的上帝做出一个新的定义作为这个世界的上帝 Not a God in some fenced off religious sphere 不是一个在被栏杆围起来一个什么宗教范围里的上帝而已These demands by such men as Cox and Robinson are no longer simply a tragic indication of Western capitulation to a secular world. 这些 Cox 和罗宾逊之类的人所做出的要求，已经不仅仅是指出这个悲剧，就是西方社会或者教会如何向世俗世界投降。 The capitulation is worldwide, a real part of our global village church. 这个投降是全球性的，是我们这个地球村教会的真正的部分。 So C.H. Huang, formerly of the Tainan Theological College Presbyterian in Taiwan, repudiates the theological education pattern imported by the missions as church directed. 因此 C.H. Huang, 台湾长老会的台南神学院以前的教授，他要推翻宣教士所引进的神学教育模式，他说那个是有教会导向的神学教育。 And says we must find a new pattern appropriate and fit for a world-directed missionary community. 我们必须找到一个新的神学教育模式，是适合用在一个以世界为导向的宣教群体的。 Professor Masao Takenaka of Doshisha University, 日本的 Doshisha 大学里的 Masao Takenaka 教授， In the John Mott Lectures before the East Asia Christian Conference November 1961, 在1961年11月东亚基督教大会的穆德纪念讲座里是这样说的， Can speak of a new style of Christian life in Asia today in terms of the new man in Christ open to secular engagement. 他可以论到今天在亚洲一个新的基督教生活模式，就是一个在基督里向参与世俗世界有敞开性的新的人，一个在基督里新人呢，是对参与世俗世界敞开的。 Dr. Harold Hong, President of the Methodist Theological Seminary Seoul, Korea, 在韩国首尔卫理公会神学院的 Dr. Harold Hong 院长 can tell us that, 可以这样说，The question of whether we may speak of the secularization of Christianity has passed. 我们已经过了那个询问我们是不是可以论到基督教的世俗化的年日了。Now the only question that remains is, 现在留下来唯一的问题是 how we shall witness about Christ in this secularism. 我们现在如何在这个世俗的处境里为基督做见证。 For today's Christian, this is an urgent, a very immediate and serious task. 对今天的基督徒来说，这个是一个迫切的、直接的、严肃的一个任务。 As in Korea today, the World Church's agenda has given top priority to the theology of secularization. 今天全球教会的议程就等于在今天的韩国一样，把世俗化神学放在最优先的地位的。 While we therefore recognize the sharp disunity within this general spirit, okay, we call it a movement. 我们一方面看到这个一般性的精神，甚至乎可不可以称它做运动也是不确定，我们看到这个一般性的精神里面有着非常清楚的分歧。 Nevertheless, we can recognize several common refrains in the singers of this theological rock music. 但是我们还是看到这个神学上的摇滚音乐里他们唱歌的人还是在唱一些共同的副歌的。下面呢是要讲这个世俗化神学一些的共同点，一共有四点。 Number one, 第一点，Secular theologians agree. 世俗化神学家同意 that the problems of this world should be a chief concern for the Christian. 这个世界的问题应该是基督徒主要的关注。They deplore the many ways in which the church has rationalized its failure to confront social and political evils. 他们严肃地谴责教会过去在多方面提出借口，不面对、不面责社会和政治上的邪恶。In this connection, the loudest voice for this participation comes from Dietrich Bonhoeffer. 在这方面呢，参与世界、谴责世界的最显著的声音来自潘霍华 Bonhoeffer, the German pastor who was executed by the Nazis during World War II for taking part in the plot on the life of Hitler. 就是那位被纳粹党在第二次世界大战所杀的德国的牧师，因为他在谋杀希特勒的谋略上有份。Bonhoeffer's spirit of activism is the spirit of secular theology. 潘霍华的动态主义精神积极的精神就是世俗神学的精神。This may be one of the reasons why he has almost become its patron saint. 可能就是因为这个原因呢，他差不多成为世俗神学的守护神或者圣人。Many of the slogans of the movement come from Bonhoeffer's diary and letters written in prison shortly before his execution. 世俗化神学很多的主题、很多的名言都来自潘霍华面对死刑之前在监狱里所写的日记和书信。Bonhoeffer called for a religionless Christianity. 潘霍华呼吁要有一种没有宗教的基督教 for living before God as if God did not exist. 呼吁人在上帝面前活着好像上帝不存在的那样子在上帝面前生活。His plea was not directed against prayer or worship or the church. 他的呼吁不是在反对祷告敬拜或者反对教会本身。It was basically an attack on the idea that there are any spheres in life that do not belong to Christ. 他基本上在敌对一种的概念，就是说生命中、生活中有哪一些的范围不属于基督的？ Christ cannot be shut up in the secret society of the church. 基督不能被关闭在教会这个神圣社团里面的。Number two, 第二的共同点。Secular theologians generally agree. 世俗神学家一般都同意 that even our theology must express this spirit of secularization. 甚至乎我们的神学也要表达出这种世俗化的精神的。Harvey Cox says,Cox 是这样说 We must stop talking about old-fashioned ontology, ideas of essence and substance. 我们不可以再讲到老旧的本体论，就是本质、实质这种的概念 and start talking about functions. 我们要开始论到不同的功能 about dynamic activism. 要谈到充满着活力的活动主义。In the words of Bishop Robinson, 用罗宾逊主教的说法 The question, how can I find a gracious God must be replaced? 人们所问的我如何找到一位充满着恩典的上帝这个问题呢要被取代之 By the question, how can I find a gracious neighbor? 我们现在要问的是我如何找到一个充满恩典的邻居呢According to the extremist of the secular theologians, Paul Van Buren, 根据 Van Buren, V-A-N-B-U-R-E-N, 这位最极端的世俗神学家 God himself is to be left out. 我们要把上帝自己排除在外。Christianity, he says, is to be reconstructed without God. 他说我们要重新建构基督教，建构一个没有上帝的基督教。Jesus is to be set forth as a paradigm of human existence. 耶稣，我们要提出耶稣作为人类生存的代模或者模范。Number three, 第三个共同点。Secular theologians demand that the distinctions between the church and the world be erased. 世俗神学家坚持要求除去教会和世界之间的区别。In keeping with this spirit, 这种精神表达在下面两件事情上。The theme of the Second Assembly of the World Council of Churches, 1954, 1954年第二次基督教全球的教协的大会 was changed from Christ, the hope of the church and the world. 原来是基督教会与世界的盼望，后来改成 to Christ, the hope of the world, 改成基督世界的盼望。For the same reason, 为了同样的原因， the New Delhi Assembly of the WCC, 1961, 在印度新德里1961年举行的基督教全球教协的大会的主题 removed the word our from the phrase our Lord Jesus Christ in the constitutional basis. 在他的宪法基础文件里把我们的主耶稣基督里的我们除掉了。Our, 我们的 might appear to be restrictive.To set the church off from the world, 可能会太过有限制性了，把教会与世界分别出来。The church must participate actively in politics, in revolution. 教会必须积极地参与在政治，在革命上。For that is said to be where God is acting today. 因为上帝现在就是在这些的范围里面在做工的。And in keeping with this desire, evangelism is given new meaning. 也本着同类的精神了。现在传福音有着新的意义。It is no longer calling men to repentance for sins and faith in Christ. 传福音不再是呼吁人来畏罪悔改，信靠基督。The new evangelism is political activity, social work among the poor. 现在新的宣教或者传福音就是政治活动，在穷人中从事社会工作。Number four, 第四个共同点。There is an effort at a minimum of supernaturalism in the secular theology. 在世俗化神学里，他们把超自然的因素试图减到最少。The old-fashioned liberal view of Jesus as the perfect man who lived close to God is revived. 他们恢复了老旧的自由派神学的耶稣观。耶稣就是那位完全的人，在上帝面前亲近上帝，这样子生活的。Robinson describes Christ as a window into God at work.罗宾逊说基督就是好像一道窗看到上帝在做工。The atonement then becomes merely Jesus' utter self-surrender to others in love. 那么基督的赎罪工作只不过是耶稣极度的奉献自己在爱中为别人献上自己 in which he disclosesAnd lays bare the ground of man's being as love. 在这个爱里，耶稣基督显露出、暴露出人的存有的根基是爱。So to secular theologians, reject any supernatural kingdom to appear at the second coming of Christ. 同样的，世俗的神学家也拒绝相信，在基督第二次再来的时候有什么一个的 超自然的国度。The only world it knows is the world that is here now. 他们所认识的唯一个世界就是在这里现在的世界。The idea of heaven is called an escape hatch by many. 很多人称天堂为一个逃生舱口而已。How does the Calvinist react to the demands of the secularization of Christianity?
一位加尔文主义者怎么回应这种要求基督教世俗化的声音呢？
Certainly we recognize that these men have caught the spirit of our day.
肯定的是，这些人士呢，抓到我们现今时代的精神了。
We also recognize that they have been caught by the spirit of our day.
我们也看见他们也被现今的精神所抓到。
And in humility we must confess,
我们必须谦卑地承认
that the church has not always been the light of the world and salt of the earth.
教会并不常常是世界之光，世上的盐。马太五章13-14节
Jesus did demand that we be concerned about the evils of our world and seek to correct them.
耶稣的确要求我们要关注于这个世界的邪恶，也试图去纠正他们的。马太福音25:31-46节
But we cannot feel that the answers of secular theology provide the biblical way to be the salt of the earth.
但是我们不可以感觉到世俗神学所提出的答案是符合圣经的作为地上的盐的方法。Number one, 第一方面的批判。
Secular theologians consistently refuse to come to grips with the biblical testimony concerning God, the world, and man.
世俗化的神学家一致的拒绝面对接受圣经所讲的关于上帝、关于世界、关于人的见证。
Robinson's ideas, for example, are a caricature of the biblical doctrine of God.
罗宾逊的概念呢，简直是对圣经的神观一种的讽刺。
Cox's book Secular City engages in the most dubious exercises in biblical exegesis.
Cox 的著作《世俗之城》呢，里面的解经是最值得人怀疑的。我们下一讲开始来讲，从第二方面到第五方面的批判。